Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And we'll wrap up today with a call-in for our pizza-loving listeners, referred to by the New York Times as the hero of COVID. Pizza turned out to be the one thing that nearly everyone wanted and could afford and felt pretty safe touching to our faces with. But David Lantel at foodandwine.com caused a stir recently when he ranked the top 10 states for pizza in the U.S. Did you catch the article? Well, for those of you who missed it, the headline is New York did not come in first. New Jersey did. Then Connecticut. New York came in third. So we decided this is an occasion for a tri-state pizza smackdown. New Jersey pizza lovers, explain to your friends in New York why your state is better for pizza. 646-435-7280. Connecticut, you too. I mean, you don't have to travel around the country and see little places in Montana and New Mexico to know they don't say New Haven-style pizza. They don't say Hoboken-style pizza. No, they say New York-style pizza, but New York came in third. So Garden Staters and Nutmeggers, enlighten your New York neighbors about the best pizza place in your neighborhood that nobody from Manhattan ever heard of. 646-435-7280. 646-435-7280. And New Yorkers, defend your pizza honor. Who made your best pandemic slice? 646-435-7280. 646-435-7280. And to be a little serious about this, I say smackdown, but really this could be just a chance to let people know, as we all have friends and family all around the region, where might we catch our next great slice as we move about the tri-state area, whichever state you're in. Everybody else, take notes on the other two states. 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, our tri-state pizza smackdown after New York was listed third, Connecticut was listed second, and New Jersey was listed first in this food and wine review of the best pizza in the 50 states of the United States. Todd in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What you got down in Point Pleasant along the shore?
Yeah, so I heard the results of that survey, and I got to say, I've lived in New York City. I've lived at the Jersey Shore, spent at least a decade in both places. And although it's pretty close, I got to say, Jersey takes down the prize, and it's a legitimate survey. There's a place called Pat's Pizza that it's just phenomenal. Thin crust, made quickly, and just perfect every time. And the other one that you really can't deny is at the Boardwalk. There's a place called Jenkinson's that, even though it's 90 degrees out, for some reason the pizza still is incredible.
Huh. Do you know Rosie's? The article mentions Rosie's in Point Pleasant. They singled that one out.
So, no, I don't. I don't know Rosie's, which surprises me.
So that's another one. They also mention Menko and Menko, a boardwalk staple in Ocean City, and elsewhere around the state, Raza and Bread and Salt, both in Jersey City, and Patsy's in Patterson. So those are some of the highlighted pizza places in New Jersey that made it the number one state for pizza in food and wine. Just highlight one of those places that you just mentioned and tell me what makes the pizza great there.
You know, it's Pat's Pizza. It's really a very consistent thin crust every time. Toppings are always fresh. And just for decades, it's been the go-to around here. And top it off, their cheesesteaks are second to none.
Todd, thank you very much. How about Paul in Armonk? In Westchester, not the place you think as the pizza capital of the world. Hi, Paul. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. I'm actually living in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. So I just wanted to note a place called Leo's Pizza. It's located on Havemeyer Street, Williamsburg.
Oh. Uh-huh. What makes Leo's Pizza great?
One thing I know about it is that it's leavened with only sourdough. Not like your typical New York style pizza, but amazing. So,
Paul, thank you very much. Screeners, let's clear a couple of lines so that we can get a Connecticut call. We have to get at least one Connecticut caller in. And we don't have, I'm telling you all the behind-the-scenes dirt, folks, we don't have that many lines. And you New Yorkers and New Jerseyans have flooded the lines to defend your pizza honor. So we're going to clear a couple of lines. Don't be embarrassed or don't be insulted. We're not biased against you. But we want to make sure Connecticut gets a little bit of a say here. But in the meantime, we're going to go to Paul, who's calling about a place in Hoboken. Paul, you're on WNYC. Hey there.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. What you got?
Benny Tadino's Washington Street, Hoboken. Although I have to second the Manco and Manco's. And I can say that Hoboken water does something to the crust. I know we talk about New York bagels, best water in the world. And maybe that's the reason why Manco and Manco is so good. I have no idea where they get their water from Ocean City. But Benny's, not only is it a huge slice and it's the usual great cheese and sauce, but the crust has a chewiness that I can't really find anywhere else.
Paul, thank you very much. Sounds mouth-watering. By the way, four Connecticut pizza places in the article, among Connecticut pizza places in the article, one of them that's mentioned that I know is really a destination outing for a lot of people, even from New York, is Frank Pepe Pizzeria Napolitana. So a lot of you know Frank Pepe. There's also Sally's a Pizza. And also they single out fresh seafood pizzas in Connecticut, like the white pie topped with freshly shucked little neck clams from Zupardi's, though I'm not sure what city or town that's in. But those are a few of the places that get name checked in Connecticut anyway. All right. How about, wow, you Jerseyans are really showing up. Alex in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Brian. Look, I just wanted to say we all love a good slice of pizza. I was born in New York. I grew up in Jersey. I don't really notice much of a border in many ways. I live in downtown Jersey City, where the New York Times a couple years ago cited Raza as the best pizza in New York City. That was around 2015 or 2016. There's a really great article about it. And I would just say, with all the Brooklynites moving to Jersey City, of course we're going to have good pizza. We're a fluid, metropolitan area, whether we're Connecticut, New Jersey, New York. We're all kind of New York-ish. And we don't really need to, rub it in each other's face. We all just have the best pizza in the country. And whether it's Luigi's out across the street from Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, where I worked for years, which is a fantastic slice, or the place... The priest in the church I grew up in, he was born and raised in Bay Ridge, just under the Verrazano Bridge, old Greek neighborhood, and he used to fill up his old Cadillac with all the kids from my neighborhood, and we would literally drive up from Jersey into Brooklyn and go to this yes. place called Pizza Wagon on 86th and 5th. So whether you're in Jersey City or Brooklyn or Manhattan or even in Point Pleasant, you're never far from a righteous slice. I'll just say that.
And that's right. Really cool. And a very righteous call, if maybe a little too serious, because we can still have some fun with it, right? Even though Alex is exactly right that we are a regional culture, series of cultures all linked together. And so, of course, we're going to find good pizza all over the region, like the pizza that James eats in Wilton, Connecticut. James, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's your pizza place?
It's called Wilton Pizza. I'm from Wilton, Connecticut. I'm about 30 years old. I've been eating this pizza my entire life. My family's been eating it. It was like the go-to place on Friday night. I just love it. Like the combination of the sauce and the cheese and the bread. I don't know. It's an establishment in my small little New England town in Fairfield County. And I would always bring friends up from the city and we'd get Wilton Pizza. And I'm like, this is pretty good. So I just got to shout out Wilton Pizza. And also on a side note, their Caesar salad, very tangy. It's unique. That's also delicious. So
I love that combination myself. A slice of the Caesar salad. James, thank you very much. Mike in Hartford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike. What's your pizza place?
Hey, Brian. How are you? So I live in Hartford, and pizza place I go to is called Aladdin Halal. It's Mediterranean food, actually, but they do very good pizza in Hartford. And actually, I'm from New York. I'm from New York originally. I'm actually a transplant to Connecticut. So I'd also shout out my hometown pizza place in Hampton Bays, New York. It's Uncle Joe's Pizza. And I've been going there for 35 years. They make the best pizza. And I wanted to just weigh in. I think it's, as a former New Yorker transplanted to Connecticut, I think it's really a gross attempt at cultural appropriation. I'm not in favor of Connecticut. Their incursion into pizza turf war, I guess. Definitely a diehard New York pizza.
Mike, thank you very much. And Fabiana on the Lower East Side, it's only fair, after picking apart all the trials and travails of your local park in our previous segment, that we get at least get a pizza recommendation from the Lower East Side. So hi, Fabiana.
Hi, Brian. Huge fan of the show. And yeah, I mean, I can't believe New York came in third when we have the best pizza in the world at Scar's Pizza.
Talk about Scar's Pizza. What makes it great?
Oh, Scar's Pizza is so good. First of all, he's from New York. You know, he grew up here. He knows what makes a good pizza a good pizza. He makes his own flour, and the sauce is always fresh, and he doesn't, like, you know, talk much about it. It's just a great slice. The margarita's my favorite, but then he's also really famous for his Sicilian, which is amazing. It's, like, fluffy, and to be honest, I've had it for breakfast for 2 days in a row. He'd kill me if he heard me, but I've been having it for leftovers, and it's so good this morning.
Cold, I hope. Cold.
No, I reheated it in the oven.
I'm just kidding, but that's, you know, it's the young single man's breakfast, cold pizza. One more. We're going to give New Jersey the last word, but Mark in Caldwell, you got to do it in 20 seconds.
You got it. It's the water that makes the pizza great in New Jersey and New York, and Connecticut stinks. And a shout-out to Ralph's Pizzeria in Nutley, the finest margarita, and Star Pizza, the finest thinny thin in Orange.
Ending on an aggressive note, but I'm sure with another fine slice. New Jersey, New York, Connecticut listeners, thank you for calling out on this little tri-state pizza smackdown. The headline in the latest foodandwine.com 50-state pizza review, New Jersey first, Connecticut second, New York a lowly third, but then the other 47 states.